This is Jim Winger on the 2024 Wheat Harvest Tour. I'm in Smith Center, Kansas, visiting with Bruce Williams, the CEO of Trinity Ag. And Bruce, you're scattered across quite a few locations. Can you give me an idea what area you cover?
Yeah, we pretty much cover two counties, Phillips County and Smith County. We have 13 grain facilities, operating 12 of them for wheat harvest. So that's pretty much our immediate market territory.
How's the harvest been going around here? What reports have you gotten back?
Well, up until the rain hit, we were doing pretty good. Wet man, we don't want to chase the rain away, but we've been going since we took our first load June 13th. Pretty slow, several days didn't take much, but we really cranked up here about a week ago, 10 days ago. Been going really well. Yields are all over the board, but progress has been really great till this rain slowed us down.
I imagine there's a variety of factors affecting those yields.
Oh yeah, we've got you can find spots in both counties where we've had a lot of mosaic come in, and it really hit some fields hard and hit those yields extremely hard, to fields being destroyed or 7 bushel the acre. And we've had some summer fallow that has been literally in the 90s. So, and then everything in between 40s and 60s. So it's a gamut all the way across the spectrum.
Is it fair to say that a lot of the producers, though, are seeing better yields than maybe what they'd anticipated?
Oh, yes. This year is extremely better than the last two. We've already taken more bushels than we did last year, more of what we would call a quote-unquote normal year. And it's been a lot better. The farmers have had a lot better yields and, you know, much improvement over last year and the year before.
Well, usually I've been hearing that the quality is fairly consistent, pretty good quality overall. Has that been the case here?
Yes. If you get into fields that haven't had any of the fungus attacks or anything like that, yields have been really good. Like I said, I've heard guys from 40s up into the 60s. Test weights have been pretty consistent. Again, staying out of we won't talk about the bad stuff. You know, we've been getting anywhere from 57 to 62, and most everybody's in that 58, 59 area, but just a lot more pleasant harvest.
Do you have any problems with the weather around here, except for the ongoing moisture right now, like hail or wind damage or anything like that?
We have not been hit very hard with any hail. You know, we've had a couple spots, but nothing that has come through and taken out acres and acres. No, we've been very lucky.
And you said you did have, was it some mosaic around?
Yeah, we've had some striped rust and some mosaic that hit. A couple different areas. We've had some north of the Peaburg area, pretty hit hard down in the Cedar area. And it's just the mite was in volunteer wheat that didn't get killed right, and that spread it over into the good fields. And thank goodness it wasn't a, you know, whole area hit, but we've had some guys that suffered pretty hard.
Well, it looks like with the rain, it's helping maybe the fall crops around here.
Well, that's why I said we didn't want to complain about the rain too much. We certainly needed it for the fall crops. We've had 2 years of drought, and we can take every drop of moisture that we can get, and we need a really good fall crop. So once we're wet now, we kind of wish it just kind of rain some more and give us some moisture. And, you know, we're always asking for no rain or no hail. So that's kind of the farmer's plight.
Well, and, you know, there's always complications. It doesn't matter what year it is, or, like you said, maybe too much rain or not enough or whatever.
That's exactly right. And, you know, everybody's got a saying in the ag world, it's no 2 years are alike.
Well, certainly we didn't want another year like last year.
Absolutely. That was a disaster. Drug out, no yield. It was tough on us. We took less than half of a wheat crop.
Are you having any difficulty with storage in any of your facilities?
No. With the two droughts that we've had, 2 years of drought, we are actually been very, very low. We have plenty of room for everything. So we'll have to move some wheat out thankfully, to make room for fall harvest, we hope. But no, our elevators have been extremely low on inventory.
Are you seeing, and maybe you don't want to answer this, but have you been seeing more farmer selling lately than maybe what you'd anticipated?
As far as selling their crops?
Yeah.
No, we're not. I think they're kind of waiting to see if the price is going to come back. We have not had a lot of selling compared to the last years. It's picked up a little bit once harvest got going. Pre-harvest, we were behind on farmer selling. They're holding on to it, hoping for a better price and wanting to see what's going to happen.
Well, we all hope for a better price.
Absolutely, that's right.
Well, thank you, Bruce. I've been visiting with Bruce Williams, the CEO of Trinity Ag in Smith Center, Kansas. This is Jim Wenger.